Tarzan of the Apes, brought to you from out the pages of Edgar Rice Burroughs' intense book.
I can't see them, but I'm sure they're in the hat.
Here, Professor, a rifle for you.
Ah, now I shall give an account of...
Good work, Professor. Did you bring ammunition belts, Philander?
No, I didn't see any.
Clayton, Monsieur Clayton.
Yes, here I am.
Clayton, we must fight it out here, back to back.
What's the matter?
There is no more ammunition, except what is in the rack.
Oh, what happened to it?
Probably in some other hut.
Oh, my magazine's empty. Nothing for it but to use the rifles as clubs.
Here they come. Take that.
Look out, Philander.
I'll get him. Can we make a run for it, Clayton? Can we make for the gate?
Not a chance in the world. We could never make it.
I know I couldn't make it. I'm all in now.
Oh, so am I, Philander, but keep on.
Why
keep
don't on. I close in where we can hit them? They stand
Look
up.
Out. There. Here they come.
Where are you, Professor? Philander! Darno!
I'm on the ground. They're tying my hands.
I'm over here, Clayton, by the hut.
Darno! Darno! Are you hurt?
I'm afraid he is. I saw Black hit him.
Clayton! Professor! They're carrying me off!
Me too!
The porter!
Here I am!
Anybody else hurt? Besides Darno?
I'm not hurt, but I'm in a most impossible position. I'm lying on my face.
I'm all right, Clayton. I haven't any broken bones, but I can't move my feet.
No, nor can I. They're fastened to a stake driven into the ground.
Then we're all in the same predicament. Oh, I can't move.
Who's that? Is it Darno?
I think so. He's right by me. It can't be anyone else. I can't touch him.
Mort le nom de chien, tonnerre de
Darno! You're alive!
Yes, that Clayton, of course he's alive, very much alive.
I know, but don't you see? If the blacks thought that he was dead, they probably didn't tie him up.
If only I could turn over, I might be able to do something.
No, you couldn't, Philander. You're tied to the stake just as we are.
Oh, tell me, what is it that has happened?
My head is all...
Someone hit you, Darno. But listen, are you bound, tied?
I cannot tell. Oh, my head. It is black, like night. And my eyes, I cannot see.
Afternoon sun, a blazing disk of red, drops quickly into the west. The tips of the giant trees are ruddy with the reflected glow. The jungle itself glows in the diffused light as though the rays filtered through an endless corridor of stained glass windows. Overhead, the chattering of monkeys, the sleepy chirping of myriads of birds, the staccato crackling of bright green parrots. Below, the soft rustling of bending grasses, the pad-pad of stealthy feet, the musical gurgle of the stream winding its way to the sea. Along the jungle trail comes Tantor. Tantor is proud. Proud of the friendship of Tarzan. Proud that he, Tantor, has been called to the ape-man's assistance. They come to the clearing where Tarzan built Jane's shelter. Tarzan orders Tantor to stop. Tantor! Tando! Tarzan slides to the ground. He holds out his arm and lifts Jane gently to the mossy carpet.
Thank you, Tantor. You came just in time. I know you don't understand. Thank you.
And Jane Porter softly pats the huge animal. Perhaps Tantor understands the thought behind the words. His little eyes gleam. His head moves slowly from side to side. He raises his trunk in the air and, with a triumphant call to tell the jungle that he's on his way, Tantor plods off toward the water hole.
Jane, frightened?
Not now, white skin. No, no.
Tantor, Griot, Jane.
Tantor, Griot, Jane?
Yes. Tantor, Gria, white skin. Tantor, Gria, Jane.
Oh, I suppose you mean like. Tantor likes Jane.
Like?
Yes, Tantor likes White Skin. Tantor likes Jane.
Oh, yes. White Skin likes Jane. Jane likes White Skin?
Yes, White Skin. Jane likes. But now, let me see if I can explain this. How did you find me? Find.
As Jane says the word find, she hides a small twig in a clump of moss. She looks about as if searching. Tarzan moves the moss aside, picks up the twig, and hands it to Jane.
That's it, White Skin. Find. You find.
Find.
Yes. Jane Hutt. Gomangani, take Jane. White Skin, find.
For the moment, Tarzan is puzzled. Then he remembers that Jane was not at the hut where he expected to find her. That must be what she means.
White Skin, go hut. No find Jane.
That's right. Yes.
White Skin, find Gomangani.
And Tarzan dilates his nostrils as though searching for a scent spoor.
White Skin, find Gomangani. Find Jane. Tantor, come quickly.
White Skin, scent man.
White Skin, find Gomangani. White Skin, go hut. No find Jane. White Skin, find Gomangani. Many Gomangani. Find Jane. White Skin, talk Tantor. Tantor, come back quick. Kill Gomangani.
Expressive, even if somewhat disjointed. Do you know, White Skin, you're learning English in a remarkably short time.
Short time?
Yes, short time. Same as quickly.
Oh, short time, quickly. Same as?
Yes, same as. Now let me see. Here, White Skin.
Jane reaches above her and plucks a leaf from the tree. She holds it up, comparing it with another leaf.
Same as, White Skin.
Same as.
Tarzan holds up the grasses for the new grass rope. Then he picks up the old rope.
Rope. Same as rope.
That's it. You've got it perfectly.
Tarzan sits down and ponders over the many new words that Jane has taught him. The gloom of the jungle deepens. A blackness, sullen, foreboding, envelops the forest. A disturbing air of suspense that makes itself felt even to the beasts of the jungle hangs over everything. Back in the cannibal kraal, the blackness is pierced by the ruddy flames as they curl upward from the sacrificial fire in the center of the compound. The disturbing throb of the native drums, the grotesque dancing of the blacks as they circle the fire, carries a feeling of menace to the prisoners lying bound in the hut.
I twisted and struggled around so much that I'm convinced that the stick to which my feet are tied is loose in the ground.
You mean it, Professor?
Yes.
Really? Then we might be able to get away.
Oh, our situation is desperate.
Darno, you all right? Can you see yet?
Wait, Glasshorn Joe, I can see. I've been busy with this rope.
Are your feet tied too?
Yes, but not to a stake.
Then work your way to the professor. His stake is loose. Together, you may be able to dislodge it.
That is what I am doing. A few more inches, and I... There, now. Now, am I touching your feet, Monsieur the Professor?
Yes.
I shall raise myself as much as possible. That's it, Dano. Now, a little more. And now you have your feet under mine.
Yeah, now together. Push, Monsieur. They're coming. Lie still. Don't speak.
They're taking me away. Philander, please.
Do not fight. Do not resist.
Now, Philander, if you find Jane, take care of her. If you can take care of her.
Of course, Professor.
Take care of her.